Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y. And I'm in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania with producer Paul for the big protest. Welcome to Wisecracking with Winter, you fucking Harrisburg, whatever idiot! Paul Lambie and I are here for the protest in Harrisburg, PA. And it is pandemonium. We left from Indianapolis just yesterday to get here to Harrisburg, PA for this historic event. It is crazy. It is bedlam. Paul and I have dressed in the appropriate gear. We're both wearing full body hazmat suits with N95 masks. You're wondering, how is it that I'm so easy to understand? Well, that's because I have a lavalier mic inside my N95 mask. Paul.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Paul, can you describe what's going on around you?
Well, we're live on State Street outside the state capitol here in Harrisburg. There is a very large crowd that are not practicing physical distancing or social distancing. I don't see anyone wearing any masks. I do see a lot of flag waving.
There goes an American flag now.
Yeah, there's a couple American flags. There's several don't tread on me flags in the background.
What does that mean, don't tread on me, Paul? I never understood that flag.
I think it means you hate the government. I'm not sure.
Oh, it is crowded. How many people would you say are around us right now?
It's got to be at least a couple hundred. It's hard to see all the way through the crowd to get a good estimate.
Well, we're on the corner of State Street trying to cross with them. Are we going to try to cross the street, Paul, or is this pretty much where we're going to end up standing, do you think? You've always been the geography guy.
We might be stuck right now with all this traffic coming through honking their horns. So you've got the really brave protesters who are all packed in outside, and then you've got the people in their cars that are apparently just driving by honking their horns because they have enough sense to presumably not mingle in this crowd. We've got some police in the street there on bicycles.
Oh, yeah.
Masks, hoping that they don't probably hoping they don't have to interact with this crowd.
Seen a lot of signs. It's kind of hard to make out through the plastic window of this hazmat suit, but can you make any of those signs out, Paul?
Personal Mine's fogging responsibility. Up. Personal responsibility, not government madness, reads one.
Oh, government madness.
Open Pennsylvania.
Here's somebody in a truck with a sign. Can you make this out?
Yeah, he's kind of behind the police officers. What does it say? I believe... Oh, the wind's getting a hold of his side. I believe in a woman's right to choose.
Oh. Well, I didn't know we were protesting about that, Paul.
I don't know if it's a woman's right to choose, you know, whether to go to an abortion clinic or whether to go out and get COVID-19.
Now, you've got your external mic with you. Can you maybe hold it up and turn the volume up a little bit?
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
It's kind of hard to hear in this suit. Oh, that's better. I can hear better now. It's a lot of horn honking. It's a lot of bedlam.
Yeah, there's a lot of flags being hung outside of car windows. Some American flags, some that simply read Trump. It's festive, though. I see a woman. I don't know if she's wearing a flag or she just got a jacket that resembles the flag here.
Isn't that
here
kind of a
big truck?
Oh, here comes a big white truck. Look at him blow his horn, Paul. Watch out. Oh, he almost got your foot. Get off the corner, dude.
Whoa. That was close. You noticed the Japanese car horn there.
I am. It's nice that the...
Now we're back to a big truck.
Another giant truck. Did you know that Harrisburg is the hepatitis capital of America, Paul?
I did not know that.
Here's somebody else with prisoners of war flag. Paul, do you know any, as long as we're standing here waiting for the people to speak and whatever, we're getting a lot of weird looks in our hazmat suits because everybody else is not wearing a damn thing. There's no face masks. Everybody's on top of each other. We're getting a lot of weird looks. We've been flipped off by more than a couple people. How do you feel the general mood is today in Harrisburg, Paul?
I think it's teetering back and forth between jubilance and anger.
Jubilance? Why would they be jubilant?
I think they feel good about being in this crowd of like-minded individuals.
I have not seen a single black face here today, Paul. Do you want to comment?
Get a load of this. Can you see this big rig coming through?
Yeah, I could see it.
See, this is really making the crowd jubilant.
Okay, what does it say? Freedom
it
is...
It says freedom. Yeah, freedom is not for sale.
Hard to make out. He's got like an action figure on the hood. He's really going for it with that horn.
Yeah, that was a lime green semi-tractor with freedom is not for sale.
It's not for sale,
painted
Paul.
Painted on the hood. I don't know, was somebody trying to buy our freedom?
Oh, here's another sign. You see that? Wolf something?
Yeah, Wolf is a tyrant.
Wolf is... Who's Wolf?
That's Governor Tom... I think it's Tom Wolf, Governor of Pennsylvania. Another big pick-em-up truck?
Yeah, another big pick-em-up truck, another big pick-em-up Ford. Paul, do you have any... It's really getting loud. Paul, do you have any fun facts on Harrisburg, PA? I'm starting to wonder why we even... decided to come here.
Well, this truck has got a trailer behind it with a big sign.
Oh, okay.
They're waiting for some pedestrians to clear, and now they're gonna come into our view with this big sign here in just a second. We gotta make sure we get a.
I'm pretty sure somebody just grabbed my cock. Paul, did you grab my cock?
Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither.
Wow. Lots of American flags.
There's a big Trump flag coming out of the top of the car.
You couldn't swing a cat today, Paul, without hitting somebody with a or without hitting an American flag. I mean, they're all over. They're very patriotic.
These people love America probably way more than you or I, that's for sure.
They don't love it enough to keep it safe though, Paul.
You know, they just want to get out there and reopen their country. You know, if your country's not open, do you even have a country?
I'm pretty sure you
do,
Paul.
I mean, we know if you don't have borders, you don't have a country.
Wind is picking up a little bit.
Now we got the USA chant building.
So many different signs. Uh-oh. There's some broads in a little silver SUV yelling shit out the window.
Yeah, I think that's a juvenile hanging out of the window.
See, I don't know how tough these people are driving by with the don't tread on me flags and stuff. Why aren't they out of their vehicles, Paul, protesting with the rest of us? Well, we're not protesting.
I think they're faking the funk, aren't they?
A little bit. They're saying, yeah, I'm anti-quarantine, but I'm still in my car quarantined at the quarantine.
Look at that hat.
Which one?
The Ted Nugent-style American flag hat.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Should turn around and take a look at the Capitol. It's pretty nice. Kind of resembles St. Paul Capitol, Paul, don't you think?
Sure.
Ooh, they got some Boston on. You like Boston, Paul. You've always liked Boston.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't like Boston? Here's a guy. Do you see the guy with the flag that simply reads open?
Open for what?
Just open. You know, it's like a flag you put outside your shop. That says you're open for business, but obviously you can't hang it outside your shop because the tyrannists have shut down your country. So you're bringing your open flag to the protest. Oh, look at this one. Trump 2020, the sequel. Make the liberals cry again.
Oh.
That's actually all on a flag.
Paul, the open sign reminds me a lot of you and I growing up in Minneapolis when there were a lot of whorehouses on Lake Street. And they all had open signs.
I don't remember any whorehouses on Lake Street.
Were they massage parlors, do you think? Or?
Oh, yeah. There were definitely a few massage parlors and saunas. Spas and saunas. I don't remember any whorehouses.
Well, there were a few.
Huh. Yeah, you're talking about the business that would just simply have a sign that says open.
Yeah.
But nothing naming what's going on in there. Yeah. I guess maybe that could have been a whorehouse.
Repent and believe the gospel. Is that what the guy's sign says, Paul?
Yeah.
He's a pretty scruffy looking character with that red shirt and his big long beard and green hat.
He's got a sandwich board on the back. It says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found."
I thought we were down here protesting the quarantine, Paul.
Well, I mean, I'm sure the Lord would like Pennsylvania to be reopened immediately. Wouldn't you think?
I think if the Lord had his way, he'd completely wipe Pennsylvania off the fucking map.
I think this may be an advertisement truck that's been rented. Yes, it says www.reopenbusiness.
Wow. Paul, do you think any hearts and minds are going to be changed today after witnessing this?
Has yours?
No. No, I'm starting to wonder why the hell we came all the way out here. We're supposed to be...
The Constitution is not conditional.
Another sign. Yeah.
Yeah, there are no conditions on your constitutional rights. Do you remember which amendment it is that says you have a right to have an open business 365 days a year? Is that the Eighth Amendment?
I think that could be the Casino Amendment.
Oh, the 29th Amendment?
69th.
Oh, okay.
Freedom is
There's
something.
A sign that has so many words, I can't really imagine anybody's reading. It's very small print. Can't make it out from here.
It's really hard to imagine that anything's going to come out of this besides a bigger outbreak of the COVID-19 virus, Paul.
I don't know. Maybe a few extra downloads of Boston's greatest hits.
So what do you think of these people in general? Would you call these real freedom fry patriotic Americans or just a bunch of nutcases?
Why can't they be both?
I don't know. Do you think all of them are true blue Americans or some are just some drug addicts out looking for a good time?
I mean, I think a lot of them are a bit misguided, but I can understand some people wanting to get back to business. But some of them are definitely a bit nutty.
I don't feel like we've been cooped up that long, really. Has it been like a month?
I think we're over a month. I think our stay-at-home order here in Indiana is... I think we're coming up on 5 weeks. But yeah, roughly a month. Well, you know, you get to go out and go to work every day. These people maybe don't.
Yeah, I took the week off of work to come out to Indiana and then drive with you to Harrisburg.
Right.
So I guess... You know,
your governor's not telling you that you can't go to your place of business and engage in your entrepreneurial activity or whatever business activity you need to do.
Well, I'm an essential employee, Paul. We both know that.
Yeah, I'm sure if we look closely here, we'll see some of those signs that say all jobs are essential. You know, we took in a little bit of... the protest in Indiana.
Oh, you did? You went down there?
Heading out to Pennsylvania.
Oh, you and I went there?
You remember catching a little bit of that yesterday on Meridian Street?
We drank a lot at your house, and you said, come on, man, yeah. We're going to go check something out. And it's a bit of a blur. Oh, what exactly went down at that protest, Paul?
Well, there were a lot of signs that it said all jobs were essential, and if... I think there were some signs saying that the governor is not essential, you know, that kind of stuff. A lot of signs about essential, everybody being essential or some nonsense, but
I'm not so sure that all jobs are essential.
I mean, if everyone's essential, then nobody's essential, right? It's like saying everyone's special.
But everybody isn't special, Paul. But there are a lot of special people here today.
There are definitely some special people in this crowd.
How do we feel about the cops? They look really frazzled and nervous out there.
Yeah, that traffic cop was really just giving somebody the business with the finger pointing there.
Another Trump-Pence sign.
Yeah.
This one's a big one on a truck.
It's like built into the back of a pickup truck bed. A lot of flags on there as well. A Trump flag, a... No step on snake flag.
I'm starting to wonder if these people realize that Trump is the one who shut America down. Is this how they get his attention?
Maybe. Well, you know, the governors are the ones that actually shut things down.
Flag.
President Trump is the one that claimed to have the ultimate authority on deciding when to open things back up.
But he didn't.
Then after being told repeatedly that wasn't true, that they came out and said he was okay with the governors making those decisions.
What did that sign say on that gray truck? It's getting away from us. Did
have
you
had enough? Have you had enough socialism yet?
Had enough socialism? Is this what happens in socialist countries, Paul? They just shut it down randomly for a month?
Yeah, I think they just make up a disease or something, and then tell everybody they have to stay home just to be dicks.
We got some people trying to give a speech here.
The guy's saying, "Please, Father Tom, save us now." I think referring to Governor Tom Wolf.
Couple more signs: work, not welfare.
Uh huh. Yeah. They probably don't want those checks with Donald Trump's name on them.
Shit! Somebody just spit on me, dude. Did you see who that was?
Wow!
What the hell?
I didn't see that.
I just got spit on. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What does that have to do with the quarantine? That's another sign.
I think we've already established Jesus wants Pennsylvania reopened immediately.
Oh.
Trump, make America great again, ban homo marriage, reads the sign.
Not sure what that has to do with the shutdown.
You can't stop the working class.
You can't stop them from coming down here and catching a disease? Is that it?
Maybe, yeah.
So how bad do you think the outbreak is going to be in a couple of weeks here in Harrisburg, Paul?
I don't know. I don't know what their numbers look like, but...
Oh, somebody just bumped our mic.
Yeah, it's getting a little... little chippy out here. If they've got cases out there, they'll definitely probably be seeing some community spread here today.
Uh-oh. Sounds like we got a motorcycle gang coming, Paul.
There's a guy muttering something as he walked past us. Couldn't quite make it out. Big truck with another Trump flag.
Yeah. Starting to notice a theme.
Yeah, it is odd because I'm sure the president will continue to take credit for any decrease in the rate of infection.
Oh,
death.
Here comes the motorcycle gang.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, nice bike. Why do the Harley guys always have to constantly rev the engine? I don't get that.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Constantly what?
Well, they're forever revving the engines.
Yeah, that's because they want to be noticed.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure that they didn't get enough attention as children. And now they're making up for lost time. We hear you, buddy.
I realize we're kind of going away from our usual format here on Wisecracking with Winter, but we thought it would be prudent and responsible to come down and be on the scene for our dedicated fans and report what we're seeing, you know, just one episode. As long as we're talking about the show, the entire library of Wisecracking with Winter is now available on Apple. If you listen to the use the Apple app to listen to the show, the whole library is available.
Yeah, that's nice. People will enjoy that. I can think of certain listeners for sure who should be really happy.
Are you hot in your suit, Paul? I'm getting a little hot.
It's getting a little warm, yeah. I mean, there's I feel like this crowd is becoming feverish. There's a sign that says I have a 0.00006% of dying from COVID Now I am livid, I think is what it said. It was, the sign kind of disappeared into the crowd there. Maybe she holds it back up. We'll be able to read on that.
I'm seeing a lot of kids here, too. How responsible is that?
Well, you know, kids are, like, immune to it, so.
Oh, they are? Oh.
You know, maybe, mostly. I think that's part of the message of some of the protesters is that most of the people who die are very elderly. So since there's not much risk.
Oh, there goes somebody with a little tiny
people,
sign. Did you see
they should be able to get out and take their chances. Did you see? Yeah, the guy just walked by with holding a tiny sign that said Trump is an asshole.
Yeah, I didn't hear a lot of cheers.
No, I don't think he's very popular here today.
I don't think we're very popular here today either.
Then again, though, he may think, you know, Trump is an asshole for claiming to have the power to shut down the country and decide when it reopens.
More Trump signs. I'm not seeing a lot of Biden signs. Why do you suppose that would be, Paul?
Hey, I have not seen a Joe Biden sign yet.
I've not seen a single black person or anybody of color either.
I'm not sure I have either.
This is the whitest thing I've ever been to. And I've been to tennis matches.
Are you also factoring in the Huey Lewis that's now playing in the background?
Oh, yeah, a little Huey Lewis, Power of the Love. I'm not sure Huey Lewis would be on board with this rally.
I don't think he has officially endorsed the open Pennsylvania protest.
What about the news? It's Huey Lewis and the news. Do you think the news might be on board?
The news are just here to get the facts, I think.
Oh, okay.
They'll let the people decide for themselves.
Where is the music coming from, exactly? Are there big loudspeakers set up? It's really hard to see.
I can't tell. It almost feels like it's all around us. I don't know. Of course, it mixes in with the blaring horns. It's hard to tell where anything's coming from, exactly.
Oh, there's some cheering. I think someone's gonna speak. Can you make it out, Paul?
He says his name is Joel Underwood. He's the organizer of today's event. He said there were fake Facebook accounts that claimed that the event was going to be canceled today. But it's on, as you can see and hear. Oh, here's a guy with a yellow blazer on that says CNN sucks on the back.
Well, that'll show
him. Guy?
No, I missed him. I was looking the other way. There's just so much going on. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, there's so many colors and so much noise and so many people. And plus, Paul and I are in suits. So, you know, we're at a bit of a disadvantage. But it's hard to catch it all.
I see a flag in the background with an assault rifle on it.
Oh. Not sure what that has to do with anything.
The assault rifles are definitely in favor of reopening Pennsylvania for business.
I wasn't aware that a non-sentient tool could vote.
Hey, guns have rights too. They will not stand for being told to stay at home.
No, they won't. They won't take it.
They've got places to go, things to do. Just like you and I.
I guess we're supposed to be taking notes. Did I hear that right? It's hard to hear in the hood.
Here we go. We can hear a little better now.
All right.
Speaker. He represents the 10th Legislative District. He owns several small businesses himself and helps with the operation of his family farm. Please welcome.
Can you believe that?
Aaron Bernstein.
Aaron Bernstein. Hey.
The guy
How about
works
that?
On a family farm and he owns several small businesses. Like, shouldn't one small business be enough for everybody?
No,
I mean,
you need
share a little bit.
You need several. There's no questioning. No question about that, Paul. The crowd loves them.
A lot of people out there don't even have one small business.
Today, and also taking people's safety into account and exercising your rights. This is absolutely incredible.
It is incredible. What'd you say?
Yeah, it is an incredible disregard for safety today.
And I'm thankful that you guys asked me to come here and speak. I'm not Steven and Joel, the two guys that put this together. Give them a round of applause.
It's kind of hard to make out. What'd he say, Paul?
He said to make some noise for some other guy.
Oh.
Now he's talking about making noise to let the elected officials know how the people feel.
I'm not sure how they feel, Paul.
Pushing out the message out there, that's for sure. So on the count of three, they're going to beat their horns, and everybody out
it's going to get loud.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely crazy. Is that a deal?
They're going to go crazy.
I feel like I'm at a high school pep rally.
Yeah. Brings back memories. Here we go.
I don't think there's anybody even in the Capitol building, Paul.
I would assume they're working from home. Even though they would probably be considered essential workers.
Should we join in the chant? I'd feel weird if we don't. USA! USA! USA, Paul.
I don't know. I mean, are you sure we're for the USA on this one?
Hey, these are real Americans. This is the bread and butter right here, buddy.
I think I'm on Canada's side on this one.
Well, what's Canada up to?
I think the same thing as us. I think they're, you know, staying at home mostly. Canadians aren't coming here. They're not letting Americans go to Canada. Trying to make out a sign there across the street. Can you make that one out? Well, something about... bunch. Being essential. We will not comply.
Yeah, I can see that one. Wear a mask and then something else.
Probably said give up all your freedoms or something after.
And guess what, guys? They're not mutually exclusive.
It's invoking the 18th century.
Well, that's all pretty relevant, Paul.
Yeah. Well, the speaker just admitted that we're facing a global pandemic.
Oh, is that? I didn't. I'm gobsmacked. No idea. I didn't know that we were facing a pandemic.
I didn't know that the crowd here knew we were facing a pandemic.
And they don't act like that we are.
Put masks on when we leave the house. We've come up a lot over the last 6 weeks.
A whole 6 weeks. Wow.
And here's the thing. Unfortunately,
he sounds somewhat reasonable.
And we had one of those situations.
He said he's been putting on a mask when he leaves the house. And hasn't seen his grandparents in 6 weeks.
My heart goes out to every single one of those people, and I know yours does as well.
They must not care that much because they're all out here with nothing on.
1.5 million Pennsylvanians who've given their livelihoods up. Many who of you that are right here today, and we are here to say that we will safely and responsibly open this economy for you to get to work.
Oh.
I think I see a black person.
They want to safely and responsibly open the economy. Here we were afraid they wanted to do it recklessly.
Oh.
Are at risk from the damaging effect of the shutter business, the hunger and the homeless and homelessness. We've heard from those in government across the country telling us to prepare for a new normal.
Now we got more Harley guys. More signs. More ridiculous American flag hats. This place is starting to give me a headache, Paul. You want to get out of here?
Yeah, I think we've had enough.
Yeah, let's walk back to the hotel.
Sounds good.
All right. So we're back at Paul's RV. Now, I said that we drove to Harrisburg, PA from Indiana. We drove in Paul's RV, and that is, in fact, the hotel. Paul, you made some modifications on that RV, right?
Yeah, there's no shame in staying in an RV. You know, we don't need to fake the funk and pretend that we've got a fancy hotel. We're staying at home on four wheels, basically.
Yeah, we're in a city park. There's nobody here. We're parked right next to a jungle gym. Nobody seems to care.
So, yeah, I'm trying to remember now that we're on the inside. What is it? Is it the driver's side that has stay at home painted on it?
I believe so. That's the side that got egged.
And then the passenger side says go the F home.
We should have painted don't tread on the back.
Actually, I think the stay at home is on the passenger side because we figured that would be closer to people's houses as we drove by. And the go the F home is on the driver's side so that oncoming traffic can read that as they pass.
So the RV is spacious. It's very nicely appointed. I feel like I'm on a Hilton on wheels.
Except for the part about it really being spacious and nicely appointed. But it is definitely on wheels.
So you managed to grab a Wi-Fi signal from the fair city of Harrisburg and found some stats.
Yeah, I think you have a breaking news you just pulled up about the state of Georgia?
Yeah, I'm going to read it like Walter Winchell. You ready?
Yeah.
Flash. The entire state of Georgia is going to come back online on Friday, April 24th. Everything will be open. Apparently, they've all lost track of their senses and decided that Georgia is immune from the COVID-19. Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, make sure to avoid Georgia at all costs. How's that?
That's good. I got a little distracted with the... with whoever that impression was, but
it was Walter Winchell, dude.
The bottom line was they're tired of this stay at home nonsense, and they want to get back to business.
Well, the governor is apparently just the governor is.
He's reopening business. When tomorrow?
Friday.
Friday. Yeah, I mean you can understand why people think it's time to get back to normal, right? I mean, 4 weeks ago we had roughly 500 deaths from COVID-19. 3 weeks ago, we were at 3,000 deaths. Then 2 weeks ago, we had jumped up to 10,000. And then just a week ago, we had only gone from 10,000 to like 24,000. And now in the last week, we've only gone from 24,000 deaths to 42,000 deaths.
That's not funny, so, but it keeps going up week after week.
Yeah, so we're trending. Wait, hold on. I'm confused. Would we want the number of deaths to be decreasing before we stop the stay-at-home distancing measures? Or, yeah, isn't that what we'd want?
Right, you'd think so. You really would think so. I feel a little guilty for even coming out here. Maybe we shouldn't have driven out here from Indiana, Paul.
I don't know. I think that with the fact that we had all our protective gear on, I think as long as we keep that on at every truck stop break we take, I think we're sending the right message.
I think all the donations we got on Ko-fi really helped out. I mean, with the money that we got from your generous donations from Ko-fi, that's ko-fi/wisecrackingwithwinter. That's how you can donate to the show.
Don't forget your .com.
Yeah.
ko-fi.com.
Right.
/ wisecrackingwithwinter.
That's right. All those donations help pay for Paul and I's hazmat suits, and we thank you.
They'll continue to keep paying for it as they trickle in.
That's so. Right.
Don't feel like, you know, that you don't need to give anymore because we've still got, what is it, 4 easy installments to make?
Yeah, $400.
Hey, I know it's a little off topic, but, you know, when I talk to people about why they listen to Wisecracking with Winter,
yeah,
they say, you know, I go there to get my breaking news updates. I really, you know, I like some of the jokes and entertainment and stuff, but sure. I really go there to, you know, catch up on what's new. And there is breaking news hot off the wire that the U.S. is monitoring intelligence reports that the North Korean leader, Kim Jong, which one are we on now?
Un? Un.
Kim Jong-un is in grave danger having had surgery.
What kind of surgery?
I don't know that that's been released yet. It's just, you know, reports are just starting to come in.
I suppose any kind of surgery that he gets in North Korea would be life-threatening.
You kind of think so. Like, if you go under the knife there, it's probably a pretty big-time deal. Plus, can you imagine, like, would he even trust anybody?
No, you'd think he'd want to be awake during it.
Voluntarily go in for a surgery?
Keep an eye on things, you know?
Just like, he's got to have his most trusted men, like, surrounding the doctor and the anesthesiologist.
Absolutely. He must have his inner circle in there at all times for a dear leader.
But, you know, the thing is, do you even trust your inner circle, you know?
Maybe we shouldn't be talking about North Korea, because what if they decide to hack the getwisecracking.com site as a result and shut us down?
Ooh, yeah, we wouldn't want to be... We want to be their next target.
That'd be a real hoot if he was listening to our show, or maybe they had it running in the operating theater while they were on him.
There's no reason to think he's not a regular subscriber.
No, there really isn't.
I mean, when you're talking about, you know, trying to stay up on recent news, I'm guessing they block a lot of the other news services from getting into North Korea.
Somehow we managed to squeak through.
Didn't the latest numbers say that we were the seventh most popular podcast in the People's Republic of North Korea?
I believe so. I believe we are.
Seventh and climbing.
I don't know. That's your job to keep track of that anyway. I mean, our uploads are way up. We're hitting a couple thousand downloads a show, and we sincerely appreciate that. Right, Paul?
Absolutely.
Yes. Keep it up. Keep it up. It pays for little trips like this to Harrisburg, PA.
Yeah. It also helps with all that referral business that comes into Paul Lambie over there at Carpenter Realtors.
Yeah, you know Paul Lambie's over there at Carpenter Realtors.
Helping people buy and sell real estate throughout central Indiana.
Faux shizzle.
And when you, for some reason, you're not in the central Indiana area, Paul will help get you referred to a top-notch realtor to help you in your area, wherever you are.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's Paul Lambie over there at Carpenter Realtors.
I might as well plug something, too. If you're looking for a DJ, you want to go to Evolve Entertainment on Facebook. DJs, all kinds of other entertainers. Spots are filling up for the anticipated summer of 2020. They're filling up, but I don't know that I'd be able to actually go out and do the shows. You know, I have bookings, but I don't know if the halls are actually going to be open. So I guess stay tuned. But if you got a show that's coming up, you know, like maybe October, November, September, something like that, I'm pretty sure that's going to be a go. So that's Evolve Entertainment.
I'm gonna start planning something now so I can get them booked.
There you go. That's smart. What are you going to plan?
I'm thinking just kind of like some kind of Sweet 16 party.
For what, your cat?
Maybe. No, I just, you know, maybe it's like a Sweet 16 style party for me. Maybe we'll make it a Sweet 46 party.
That could be nice.
Yeah, you know, I figure like have a DJ, maybe have, I don't know, somebody twisting balloon animals over in the corner. Can you think of anything else that would be good for my Sweet 46?
Maybe a magician doing some close-up magic, maybe a traveling masseuse with one of those chairs that people sit down and then she gives them a rub down, like the shoulders and all that. Maybe
that sounds good.
Yeah.
Can Evolve 720 do all that?
Evolve Entertainment can indeed do all of that, Paul, and a lot more.
Awesome.
Maybe somebody wants to get married at your birthday party. We have an officiant, too.
Maybe somebody at my party is going to want to buy or sell a house.
True.
We should have a booth for Paul Lambie from Carpenter Realtors to be over there in a corner as well.
At your party.
Yeah, why not? Maybe you can have one of his assistants man the booth.
Well, I guess I should get to what I learned. What did I learn? I've learned that maybe driving in Indiana in my own car and then getting in an RV and going all the way to Harrisburg, PA for a rally we stayed a total of a half hour at wasn't the best use of wisecracking funds. We did have a good time. We had a lot of fun. Oh, you disagree. Well, we had a lot of fun.
We did have fun. I agree with that.
Yeah, it was fun. And we enjoy, you know, parking the RV in the public park here in Harrisburg. The cops are way too busy with all the Patriots in quotation marks to pay attention to the RV sitting here. I've learned that it doesn't really matter how many homemade signs are at a rally. You're probably not going to change what the government's going to do. You know, speaking from personal experience, I attended a rally with Paul many years back when the Minnesota Twins were thinking about leaving Minneapolis and the whole state of Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. How'd that turn out?
Well, I made a sign. Remember that sign? It said, pole
ladder. I made a sign, too.
Yeah.
Remember what my sign said?
I don't. What did it say?
My sign said, this is not Brewers country. This is Twins territory.
Wow. Riveting. That probably shook the family to the core. Mine said, pole ladder is a penis.
Yeah, it did. It sure did. I can attest to that.
I don't know if the poll ads actually saw it. I don't know how worthwhile signs are. Maybe you just keep your signs at the WWE events.
Hey, but what happened after that rally?
Well, the Twins did. They ended up staying.
So maybe the people can make a difference.
Maybe they can. I've decided I should. I've learned that maybe I should go out and get myself a "Don't Tread on Me" flag, but I'm not sure what it's for or what it even means. But there's a pretty cool snake on it.
Yeah, there's another version I've seen that instead of saying "Don't tread on me," it says "No step on snake." I think that might be the one you want.
Do you think that's what it is? Don't step on snakes. Don't tread on a snake.
I mean, you know, there's a snake on the "Don't Tread on Me" flag.
Yeah, I know. I know. We saw dozens of them today.
Yeah, I didn't know if you recognized that was a snake.
It's a snake, poorly drawn snake.
Right.
Yeah, it's a snake, all right.
I think that's hence the comedy in the "No Step on Snake" flag.
What else did I learn? Finally, I learned that, you know, I saw a lot of Trump 2020 signs and Trump this and Trump that at the rally to reopen America, even though Trump is the one that shut it down. I don't understand. Paul.
It's confusing.
Yeah. Do you want to explain that? We didn't see one black person and we didn't see any Biden signs either.
Well, I mean, the president didn't actually shut anything down, but the governors of the individual states did. But then I think the president tried to take credit for that response of states issuing stay-at-home orders.
Right.
And then he claimed the ultimate authority. I believe what he said was, when you're president, the authority is, what did he say, endless?
Absolute.
Absolute, right. Absolute authority over the entire country.
So Trump, I've learned that Trump has the absolute authority.
Yeah, except for then 2 days later, he said, you know, that I guess he delegated that authority by allowing the governors to do whatever they want.
Yeah, right. Good old President Cheeto. Oh. Well, hey, thanks for staying with us and listening to our little broadcast from Harrisburg, PA. It's a lovely city. We'll have to come back here sometime when there's no pandemic and protests. Right, Paul?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Harrisburg, PA. Fun place to visit. Next week, we'll be back in the Funhouse. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate us on the Apple Pods. I haven't gotten a review in 4 years, so it'd be nice to get a new review, if you don't mind.
And go to getwisecracking.com to see more information on this and other episodes.
Absolutely. It's a real hoot. Hey, thanks for tuning in, everybody. All right, stay safe and stay home. Goodbye. Say goodbye, Paul.
Goodbye, Paul.